Republican incumbent Tom Tillis and Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham held their second debate last night, and the future of the Supreme Court dominated much of it. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
4 years ago, Tillis said the Senate should not confirm Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court because it was too close to the election. At a rally with the president Saturday night, Tillis said he would vote for Trump's nominee, even though the election is a little more than a month away. Here's how the debate began.
Mr. Tillis, is this a flip-flop?
President Obama was a lame duck president on his way out the door. What we're talking about now is the role that I play in the U.S. Senate. It's called advising consent. President Trump deserves to send forth the nominee, and I intend to hear him in Judiciary Committee and then move for passage on the floor.
The first-term Republican then attacked Cunningham, asking him whether former Vice President Joe Biden should release a list of his possible Supreme Court nominees.
Joe Biden won't issue a list and wonder whether or not Cal thinks he should, and Joe Biden would support radical left activist judges that would be wrong for this country.
Cunningham didn't answer whether Biden should release a list. Tillis also asked Cunningham whether he would support increasing the size of the Supreme Court, as some Democrats have suggested in response to the Senate filling the seat of Ruth Bader Ginsburg this year.
I don't. And Justice Ginsburg herself said that 9 justices was the right number, and that is the right number for our country. Rather than continue to inject partisanship into our federal bench, let me be clear. I'm speaking to some of the voices in my own party now. We need to stop injecting partisanship into our federal courts.
And Cunningham cast Tillis as someone beholden to the president.
Now, there is an important role for a United States senator as a check and balance on the president of the United States. Rather than act as a check and balance, Senator Tillis has written a blank check to the president. He has forfeited his right to independence of judgment here on behalf of the people of our state.
There were other issues, such as whether there should be a national mandate that people wear face coverings. Tillis pivoted from that question, criticizing Cunningham for his comments at last week's debate that he would be hesitant to take a vaccine that was approved before Election Day.
Cal Cunningham got on stage last night and undermined our efforts to end this virus. It starts by wearing masks, and then it ends by having a vaccine available to everybody that senators will step up and say, I'll get it just after the most vulnerable's got it.
But Tillis didn't answer whether he would support a mask mandate.
So you agree with a national mask mandate in public? Yes or no?
A national mandate, the state mandates are only part of the problem. At the end of the day, Angela, we've got to have people understand wearing a mask is critically important.
Cunningham said he's in favor of a mask mandate. And unlike in the first debate, he made it clear he would take a vaccine.
I trust doctors and I trust public health professionals. And when they sign off on the efficacy, the strength, and the effectiveness, and the safety of a vaccine, you better bet I'm going to take it.
The second debate covered a broad range of topics, including some off the wall, like whether the candidates had smoked marijuana. They both said yes. They were asked whether Fort Bragg, named for Confederate General Braxton Bragg, should be renamed. Cunningham said yes. Tillis said the people should decide, and then said the movement to rename monuments and buildings has gone too far.
What's going on now is it started with maybe some of these bases, and now we have the same people escalating it like they're doing everything. They abolish the police people. Now I want to say the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial should be renamed too.
When talking about health care, Tillis said incorrectly that Cunningham is for Medicare for all. Cunningham has been consistent in saying he wants to expand the Affordable Care Act instead. The final Tillis-Cunningham debate is October 1st. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.
This is WFAE's Morning Edition.